From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, some of your comments on Friday's program.
It was the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. In our remembrance, Dr. King's friend and colleague, the Reverend Joseph Lowry, spoke about the King he knew.
He liked nothing better than sitting around with a group of friends, chewing the fat, telling jokes, mostly clean, of course, but teasing his friends, never in a dehumanizing form or fashion, but always in the context of his love for you, because if he didn't love you, he didn't tease you.
I was particularly touched by the interview with Reverend Lowry, writes Mary Thomas of Milwaukee. She continues, by recalling King's concerns about being stalked, his sense of humor and warmth, the pastor gave us a view of King's humanity. I was immediately transported to the moment. King as confident, having peace of mind, and being human.
Per Foggering of Portland, Oregon, had this concern about our story. Since you chose to report the allegation that James Earl Ray was stalking Dr. King, you should also tell listeners that members of the King family came to believe that Ray was not the triggerman. He goes on, in 1999, they won a civil lawsuit claiming that King was killed by a conspiracy. The verdict can be disputed, but it should not be ignored.
Finally, many of you sent email about our commentary by Eric Greitens. He's a Navy SEAL who fought in Iraq.
I know that many people are sick of hearing about it, bored by still more coverage. But whatever you think, your fellow Americans are still there while you are safe at home. It's not too much to ask you to keep paying attention.
I beg to differ. I am not bored. I am disgusted.
This from Valley Geiger of Rockland, Maine.
I'm disgusted by all the lost husbands, wives, daughters, sons, and friends. As the daughter of an Air Force Master Sergeant who died in active duty when I was six, I mourn all the children who will grow up without a parent. I mourn for the young men and women whose marriages don't survive multiple deployments. I mourn the sacrifices you and your comrades are making. The price for what has been achieved seems too high.
We also got this from Chris Marvin of Waipahu, Hawaii. I quite enjoyed the commentary on the war, Marvin writes. As a wounded combat veteran, I sometimes have difficulty listening to stories of death, loss, or injury. Oftentimes, I do not like to discuss or even think about the events of war, particularly relating to my own injury. I applaud Mr. Greitens for his courage in telling his personal story. I hope you'll continue to provide listeners with first-hand accounts of the war to remind the public that brave American service members continue to undertake these duties on a daily basis.
Please send us your comments and concerns. Just go to npr.org/contact.